Hello, hello. Welcome to episode 97 of 2-Piece Start Live. He's Tim.
And he is Rick.
Hope you enjoy the show. What, do you want to start out with some comic talk?
Yeah, why not? Well, I'd love to see these sketches that you made.
I know. This week we had Eyeing the Prize, comic number 138, I believe. Question for you, Tim.
Yes.
Do you think the joke would have been funnier if, instead of a sticker over the dog's face, we had a giant IGN watermark?
I don't. Because a watermark, by its very nature, is sort of see-through.
So what if it was fully opaque?
Does that make sense? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It starts to break down a little bit, doesn't it?
That's why we didn't do it, you know? I mean...
Yeah, I think I'm happier with the sticker.
I am too. I mean, the point... Look, we could have stopped at just the dog, and that's... There's a little joke there, but we both really liked the idea of the Okami box art joke, and...
Yeah.
There really were two problems with it, you know? The art... I mean, even without the... I mean, the well-known part is the watermark, but that's not nearly as obtrusive as...
For those of you who don't know, the Okami Wii case has a sticker over the plastic wrapping, but when you take off the plastic wrapping, there's actually a sticker embedded in the artwork that's from a different source.
Well, I think what they did was they realized how stupid it was to put that to print the artwork with a sticker on it, so they covered it up with another sticker so that you'd think that it was only on the shrink wrap.
Right.
And you wouldn't be upset until you already wasted your money.
Right. In some ways, I wanted to go the route... You remember that My Black Doom Award went to that the game cases with like the super cutesy animals with the gigantic eyes?
Oh, yeah,
I was thinking
about
maybe doing a parody of that, you know, because...
Pets Okami or whatever with a Z at the end of it.
I mean, but, like, even part of me wanted to do, like, a Nintendogs version of Okami. Like, use a real photo of the dog and paint over the dog. And that kind of came from my inability to draw a frickin' dog. Oh my gosh.
And you told everybody this and you know, your final product was so great.
I got really
like,
lucky. I got lucky, I think. I don't know how I came to that part. I mean, and because I was still unclear, like, do I want small eyes or like really big eyes? You know, because the small eyes on the actual dog are kind of cute. But it's like, the big eyes seem right, but then it turns it into different animals for some reason. So here was my attempt at very, very cutesy eyes.
I see progress there. You gotta have the big circle.
Right, I mean, they're watery and stuff, but, like, does it look like a dog to you?
Well,
no.
Really.
So I got, like, the guys are so bad.
It's a bunny.
No, it's a bunny cat. What the heck? Oh, and like the tongue didn't help. I'm like, well, you know, dogs have tongues. Nope, not looking good. Still not looking. All right, here's another one. This
this one's a gay fox.
Oh, this is disastrous. This is not good. Yeah, first of all, it looks like tails. Now let's head on over to 5.
No, this is like Saturday morning cartoon style.
Doesn't
kinda.
It, though? Yeah, like, even the final
it's
one
like
kind of...
half anime.
But regardless, it doesn't look like the character in any way. Like,
no,
it's just nothing
no,
about
no.
it works. And,
no.
And, oh, gosh.
So how did you get from all of that to what, the amazing one that we have?
This one here, like, I was able to get the body down, and I just had a blank face. And I'm like, you know what? This body looks okay enough as a dog that I can move on. So I did the body, and then I... was like, I'm just gonna hope I can just do the eyes. Like, because I was like, if I can't sketch the eyes, how am I gonna do the eyes in Illustrator? You know, how is that gonna work? I can't, like, how many years did I go to school and college, and I can't draw a dog? Like, how sad is my life as an artist?
The most disappointing part to me was that a lot of people were like, the logo's the best part of this comic, or I love the logo, it's amazing. Oh, the comic's okay.
I don't know if I should say this out loud. But honestly, it was kind of insulting.
Well, because you're like, oh crap, I have to do a logo and a promo image too. And I'm like, well, if it helps, just do the words 2-piece start in kind of the Okami style. If that's easy, like, I don't know if that's easy or
right.
not. And you're
it
like,
was.
Oh yeah, simple.
I literally took like a pen tool and just like, you know, sketched out the letters. I'm like, all right, that's good. I'm done. I'm like, post. And for people like, this, like, the logo is better than the comic. I'm like, oh, man, what did I do wrong? This is why I don't want to do good logos, because I never want to hear that comment.
I was disappointed for you, trust me.
Oh, man.
But
it hurt. I mean, it's nice. Like, I'm not angry at you guys or anything. It's just honest. You know, it's your honest reaction. That's fine. I'm glad you like the logo more than the comic. But, like, just on a personal level, I'm very sad for myself at that rate.
In Redemption a little bit, we got some pretty amazing comments on Go Nintendo.
Yes.
And we've fared pretty well on Joystick.
Yeah.
And so maybe it's just a different audience that would appreciate the comic itself, which isn't to say that our audience sucks, but they're used to maybe a certain type of humor or this or that. And
I think there's a danger involved if we try to do what would be funny to our fans. And basically, if we keep doing what we think will be good for the fans, we're going to keep dwindling down our own fan base. Because some of our fans won't like the jokes that we're doing anymore, and some will. And so
nobody new will come along.
It's a little dangerous, but if we kind of cast a wider net, we can catch more people and filter them down from there.
Well, and I would hope, too, that, you know, some years down the road when we're not doing this anymore, we could look back and really be proud of some of the comics we've done. And if they're all inside jokey
right.
and funny to a select few, then it's just like, oh, that was kind of dumb. Because it won't have the same appeal as it did, you know,
right.
that week.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it went over pretty well overall.
Well, now it's time for Ricka Ricka Remix. The segment I mentioned, a video game remix favorite of mine, who made it and where you can download it. This week it's a remix of a KK Slider song from the series Animal Crossing. It's called I Got Soul by Mustin and Anthony Lofton. Take a listen to a short sample. Like to find this for yourself, just head back to the page you grabbed this episode of 2P Start Live from, or the link is right there for those of you listening to our M4A version of the show. Well, looks like we have a Skype call. Do you want to take it?
Sure.
Looks like Keja, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, that's
what's up,
it.
Keja?
Sorry if I'm stuttering. It's really cold and I'm quite nervous.
Where are you at?
I'm in England, in the middle, Birmingham.
Oh,
nice.
Well, I'd like to ask, what's your movie based on a video game that you hate the least?
I like how you put that. I didn't mind the Tomb Raider movies terribly.
Yeah, there truly are no video game movies that I actually like. I mean, eventually you pass a threshold of, like, something that I don't mind too much, and the reason I don't mind is because it's so terrible, it's hilarious to me. I mean, I always got a kick out of Mortal Kombat 2. Tim, have you ever seen that one?
I have not. I think I saw the first one, sort of, a long time ago, but no.
Have you seen it, Keja?
A small bit when I was about, I don't know, 7.
There's a great moment where at the beginning of the movie, like the clouds turn dark and everything, these enemies rain down. I think it's been a while because I don't watch it regularly, of course. I forget who it was, but they're like, Master, like, I thought we closed the portal. I thought, like, winning the last Mortal Kombat tournament closed the portal to the other world. Like, why is the portal opening? And the dude's response, like, their master's response was, doors that are closed can also be opened. I'm like, really?
You got philosophical on us.
This is your plot device, dude? Oh, it was terrible. So, yeah. So, how long have you been reading our stuff for?
Oh, about a couple of months. But I've listened to all of your podcasts now.
Oh, my gosh.
Boy.
Ray, do you have any more musical projects upcoming? So I really enjoy both of your Pixel Vision and Jessica and the Silver Eclipse albums.
Oh, thank you very much. I am working on a new album currently. But I'm going to be playing another show at the end of October. So that's going to kind of push me to jumpstart some of the new music and really get it done for that date. I wish there's a way to describe the album, but it's definitely very energetic and upbeat. So it's more along the lines of Pixel Vision style energy, but with lyrics and sort of pop song stuff. So I don't think it'll be out by the end of the year, but it should be out soon after, hopefully.
Yeah, and Ray, if you're having trouble with the vocals, just use an auto-tuner, you know?
Oh, dude, it's so irritating.
Do it.
Somehow, I got roped into DJing a high school dance last night.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so I was like, well, what's the rule of thumb for DJing a high school dance? Oh, I know. Play everything I hate. That's... They loved it. It was great. Well, cool, KJ, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Take care. Well, for every great comic comes great comments. This week's suggestion box was no different. My comic of the week is going to go to Zach's CG2 from the joystick wrap-up, who said, To be start, they paid terrific attention to detail. Things like making a new title card for the front page and a different logo at the top of their screen for each comic, for instance. Does anyone listen to their podcasts? I'm tempted, though I'm already having trouble keeping up with Go Nintendo. Well, if you're listening, you should give us a try.
But that might...
Huh?
Doesn't that mean he already did?
What?
Huh? My comment of the week goes to High Water Trousers, who, in response to our last podcast, said, man, after seeing the PSP converter cable, I realized how far out I am when it comes to the handhelds. Seriously, the last one I owned was a Game Boy Color, and I still had an old black and white one. That, I like that comment because I was thinking about it, I'm like, you know, besides a few games on the DS, I don't know that you've missed a whole lot in the handheld realm. You know, and I recently jailbroke my iPod Touch, and I put a Game Boy Color emulator on it.
Oh, wow.
And there are some really awesome Game Boy Color games that I'm going to really enjoy playing through again. But, yep, Game Boy Color.
Now it's time for the last kind of people who give us comments.
I hate these people.
It's time that we have people rise from your grave.
Wow, that was really bad.
Many 2P Start fans tend to lurk behind the shadows, hiding their faces by continually reading our comics, but never daring to leave a single comment.
How dare they?
So when one finds the courage to break free from the shackles of silence, we salute you. Well, the only grave riser we had this week was ChromeKiller599, who said, I am rising from
my grave.
Nice comic, guys. Although the Sonic Wedding comic will always be the best in my mind. The podcasts are always great, and your comics are incredibly consistent. Thanks, guys. Well, thank you for enjoying our stuff.
Yes, and are you sure that was our only one?
Do you have some?
Yes, Kree also rose from his grave. Wow, I hadn't expected to rise from my grave on a podcast, let alone last week's podcast, but the background music from the Black Doom caught my ear. Count Bleck's Castle. I played through Super Paper Mario a couple weeks ago, and I really dig the music. I'm dying to know, Ray, did you download that tune from somewhere? It would be great to be able to put that soundtrack on my iPhone.
Are those questions we should be answering on the podcast?
I don't know. We might get in trouble.
Nintendo and Sony and Microsoft, they could make a ton of money off of video game soundtracks if they posted them online. I don't know why they don't do that more often. Like, we have iTunes. Like, just upload your good grief.
Good grief. I agree. It's simple. I mean, what is that?
Obvious to them how much people love video game music by now.
Especially
like
Nintendo's music, right?
Especially Nintendo's music. I mean, you can have all kinds of cool stuff up there. Sorted by the actual composers, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, I honestly consider Hideki Naganuma an artist. I'm like, when's his next album going to come out? A.K.A. what game is he going to be doing the soundtrack for next? I want his new stuff. Where'd he go? I want to find out. What happened to that guy?
Well, there certainly has been progress in soundtracks being released, not necessarily by Nintendo. But it's the same. I mean, you know, movies got to that point where you're like, oh, I love John Williams stuff, you know, and
right.
You know, there's plenty of soundtracks for movies these days. And I think the video game industry's moved in that direction as well.
Yeah, it's just like, get the stuff online. We'll eat it up, no problem.
Put it in Wii Music, for crying out loud.
Put it in the high school dance. Well, I think it's that time of the show.
It is.
The rain clouds are forming. It's time for the dreaded Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the most atrocious character Sonic Team has ever created, Black Doom.
Ah, Black Doom, yes. Well,
Well, my Black Doom Award goes to Ross Miller of OriginalNintendo.net. You've heard of speedruns for video games, right?
Correct.
Well, Ross Miller has posted a speedrun where he beat, in 4 minutes, on the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, Monopoly. Can I ask why? Can I ask why? First of all, it's a board game as a video game. Second
right.
of all, it's based on, like, chance and luck. Okay, like, I don't really get the purpose of what the... I don't know what to say. Really, all it
the
needs
point
to be
of
said...
a speed run, the point of a speedrun is to show, like, your skill or the ability to, like, jump perfectly and get through something perfectly, but it's all, like, skill, right? So
right.
you could do 100 speed runs, pick which one's the fastest, and that was your speed run. That didn't really take a lot of
effort. I don't... Can we put our efforts to something more useful in this world? I mean, why don't you just videotape yourself playing Monopoly the board game and post that online? Hey, look how quickly I beat Monopoly in real life. You know what? No one would care. Therefore, you shouldn't do it in the video game either. Like, they're the same thing.
Is it tool assisted? That's what I want to know.
Does it matter? It really doesn't matter.
But, I mean, at least it wasn't like... Obama doing it or something, then it would be a real waste of time, right?
Our you know, I didn't get the people in Gitmo out on time, but I was playing Monopoly pretty fast. You should check this out.
My Black Doom Award's going to go to Nintendo.
Ooh.
This last week, they pushed out a system update for the Wii.
Mm.
And, man, I really hate it when companies screw up system updates.
Oh, no.
First of all, there was no purpose to the system update that anyone can find, except to lock out people that, you know, hacked their Wiis, right?
So there was a purpose.
Well, there's no benefit to doing it. It's not like,
right.
you know, I bought my Wii yesterday, I look, oh, there's a system update. Oh, it's going to lock out people who, you know, hacked their Wiis. I better
yes.
update.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What's the benefit there?
You know what they should do? Post a speed run of how quickly they did their update.
Yes. How quick the Wii Shop channel loads. I'd like to see a speed run on that.
2 minutes.
Yeah. But anyway, so they push out this update, and it starts bricking people's Wiis.
Oh, my.
Now, it wouldn't be so bad if they only bricked people's Wiis that had hacked their systems.
Had homebrew, right.
But that's not who it bricked the Wiis of. See, people who hack their systems don't do system updates because they know that, you know, when Nintendo says, we will delete your homebrew channel...
That's a really good point, yeah.
Right?
So
they
almost,
tell you. They told me that they were going to break the only functionality I use my Wii for, so why would I update?
So it's basically useless to put that update up because...
Yeah.
The people who don't have it are going to update and get no benefit. I see where you're going with this now. Yeah, you're right.
So this update changed, like, the boot part of the code, which is like, if you screw that up, your Wii won't boot. You know, they've never done that before, apparently. And so a bunch of people, and the thing's working on Wi-Fi, so you can lose your connection while it's downloading, and it's not the most secure way to do an update.
Yeah.
But the funniest part of all this was I went to some Wii message, or the actual official Nintendo message boards, you know, there's a bunch of people who've never posted before. They have, like, one or two posts. Tons of messages like, my Wii's bricked, what do I do? And there's one guy in particular that was going to each and every post and saying, you really hacked your Wii. I know it. You've never been here before. Why do you only have one post? You know, if you had just not hacked your Wii, this wouldn't happen.
I hate that. I hate, honestly, this makes me so angry. The people who are like, I know what you did. I know what you did last summer. I'm like, no, you freaking right. don't. Like,
you don't know me.
You don't know me. Where I've been, what I've done. No, for example, you know, when I first posted Zipcord Invincibility on Newgrounds in 2005, I didn't use tweens. I did it all frame-by-frame animation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there was one person who's like, he's lying. He used tweens, and I know it. I can see where he used tweens. Like, I know what I did. Like, I know what I did, and it didn't involve tweens. yeah, this guy, sure. And it was kind of a life lesson of sorts, you know? Like, some people truly feel that, like, based on all the evidence they see, that they can spot things. They're like, I know you are lying. And I'm like, I'm not. I don't know
what
else to say.
Never put that person on a jury, you know?
I know.
I know you murdered him. I know it.
You want the person like me who's playing Skirblenauts during the trial.
Yes, I'd rather have you.
Oh my gosh.
I was laughing because every post I opened, he was the first one to respond and say, "You're a liar. I know you've hacked your Wii and you're just trying
to." Is there a way we can do some role playing on this, by the way?
Oh dear.
Okay, we'll do a role playing game. I'm going to be you, Tim. How about that?
Okay, who am I?
You're going to be the internet police person.
Okay, yes,
the guy
okay.
who knows what's actually going on. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Well, everyone, Lily has turned 3 months old now. She's a beautiful baby girl, and we love her very much.
Is that the end of the post?
Yeah, well, you're supposed to interrupt me.
Oh, well, if you're writing on your blog, how would I interrupt you?
Well, the idea is we're not going to do the dialogue where the person loads up their 56K connection and reads the blog. Like, you
liar,
just...
I don't have a 56K connection.
All right, go on. Lily's 3 years old. Or three... Lily's...
You're a liar. I can tell from the pictures you posted that she's not three.
All right, forget it. You know what? Forget it. You're not going to play along.
I really want to find a real post where you talked, and I think that would be funnier.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like they updated. They deleted all the posts. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. So I guess there's another Black Doom. Nintendo didn't like the fact that everyone was reporting all their bricking, and so they just deleted all the posts.
We are removing your posts because we know you're lying. You guys all have homebrew, and we don't believe you.
Everybody does. Oh my god.
Happy New Year. It's not New Year's. I know it's not.
I looked at my calendar. I'll read through some of these. Crabgrass 101 says, "There's much to do about nothing. If you don't have the illegal piracy activities that Nintendo's looking for, then you're good to download the update. The root of the issue lies with those users that seem to think that using homebrew as an answer is the ultimate way to get back at, quote-unquote, the man."
You need... Hold on. Again, you need to remember who you are. You have the forked tongue of the internet police here. You need to use that to your full potential.
"And hack your way into the illegal games and success that everyone wants to take part in." I don't even know what that means.
The success. You don't want to be successful?
Here's the thing, guys. You really need to remember that quote-unquote people. Why is the word "people" in quotes?
Is he suggesting people who have homebrew are not people? They're like people posing as people? These quote-unquote people.
Here we go.
But I don't buy it. I know you're not a person.
Okay, quote-unquote people as a whole are stupid. And want to, quote-unquote, stick it to the man. Last I checked, Nintendo, all caps, has people who are, all caps, paid to write these programs. How many people do you have writing these blogs saying, quote-unquote, Nintendo is the Antichrist? Oh boy, if you ever need a laugh, a little pick-me-up, go to the Nintendo forums. There's a bunch of 7-year-olds in there that think they know everything.
Alright, well, let's wrap up the show with Musical Misfits. Some great video game songs have been lost in the shuffle over time, and we play one in full after the show's over for those who are still interested. Our listeners get to trade off every other week with my suggestions, so this week's song was submitted by Kilburn. It's Neon Knight Riders from TMNT4 Turtles in Time on the SNES. So, that will do it for this edition of 2B Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic, and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And we'll see you next week.
Quote unquote, goodbye.
this is now officially a chick flick, to the point where, like, this is how you know you're watching a chick flick.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is guaranteed to happen. If this doesn't happen in a movie, not a chick flick. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
If a girl falls down, right? If she, like,
yes,
trips
every
and falls,
chick flick has
or she's
that.
Like, if she's, like, sitting in a chair, like, whoa, whoa.
Oh,
Star Wars Episode 2 is not a chick flick because it was the guy who fell down.
Ah, yes.
That, right? Yeah.
You just listened to an episode of 2-Piece Start Live with hosts Ray and Tim. You can call into the show with Skype by messaging Raybob Industries for more instructions. You can even follow us on Twitter at Ray2P and Tim2P. But if you simply enjoy the show, then don't be greedy by keeping it to yourself. Spread the word and we'll do our best to keep things running.